The Department of Fisheries says planning for a new attempt to rescue an orca calf trapped in a Vancouver Island lagoon will be finalized in the next few days, but no date has been set. It says in a news release that any new attempt to capture and release the young whale will depend on weather and the availability of equipment and personnel. An initial attempt to corral the whale in the shallows of the tidal lagoon failed on Friday, after she evaded capture by staying in deep parts of the tidal lagoon. Vancouver Aquarium veterinarian Martin Howlena, who has been involved in the rescue efforts, says its condition suggests the two-year-old calf could be foraging on fish in the lagoon. Rescuers, who include members of the Ihat-Asut First Nation, say a change in tactics may be needed, possibly including an attempt to net the whale in a deeper section of the lagoon. Fisheries Department Marine Mammal Coordinator Paul Cottrell said on Friday that would involve risks to both the calf and rescuers and needs careful planning. Howlena said he got a good look at the calf during Friday's failed attempt to corral the whale, and it was possible she had been foraging, based on her body condition being maintained. Howlena said there were salmon, perch, lingcod and rockfish in the Vancouver Island lagoon, and while those species aren't part of the normal marine mammal diet of a Biggs killer whale, the calf could go after them if she was hungry. The whale has been trapped alone in the tidal lagoon near Zabios, 450 kilometers northwest of Victoria, since March 23, when her mother became stranded and died. The calf didn't seem to be in terrible body condition. Actually, she has been maintaining body conditions quite well. It looks like she is also quite active diving for prolonged periods of time, 6 to 8 minutes, Howlena said on Monday. People have offered seal carcasses, but I don't believe anyone has actually seen her eat those, he added, noting that a report from the fisheries department suggested the calf might have eaten a duck. Howlena offered more details about Friday's failed attempt to capture the calf, which the Ihat-Asut First Nation has named Kwisahi, is, meaning brave little hunter, and how she outsmarted the rescue team. The fisheries department said on Saturday the plan was to coax the calf into the shallows, put her in a sling, and transfer her by truck onto a landing barge which would transport her the 19 kilometers to the open ocean for release. Videos shared by the fisheries department showed the orange sling being suspended from the arm of an excavator. The process involved 6 vessels and up to 50 personnel, the department said. Howlena said the process involved trying to direct the calf by banging on pipes to create loud noises underwater, as well as a series of lines suspended at regular intervals to create an underwater wall. But the noisemakers had been used in previous unsuccessful attempts to get the young whale to swim through the channel into the lagoon. That did not deter her for very long, said Howlena. It does appear like she has been getting quite used to the noise, to the boats and the pipe. So, those did not deter her in the direction that folks wanted her to move. There are a lot of moving parts to organize in such a complex operation, Fisheries Department spokeswoman Laura Sloan said in a statement. Rescuers said on Friday that the change in tactics may include an attempt to capture the whale in a purse seine net in a deeper section of the lagoon. University of Victoria historian Jason Colby said that in the past, aquariums had worked with purse seine fishermen to capture orcas. He said that because of their reliance on sonar, orcas rarely, if ever, jumped over the nets. But one of the challenges now is that the people who have had experience catching small cetaceans, including orcas, are not available for this operation, said Colby, author of Orca: How We Came to Know and Love the Ocean's Greatest Predator. For the people that are doing this operation, I can't imagine a scenario in which they would have experience of catching an orca before, said Colby. Colby described the 2002 capture of a young orca named Springer that was thought to have been orphaned or separated from its pod when it started showing up in Puget Sound. It was successfully captured, transported to waters off BC and released. Springer has since gone on to have calves of her own. So it was a successful operation there, this kind of thing is possible, Colby said. He also cited the case of a small orphaned calf that was found shot in Menzies Bay, near Campbell River, BC, a team from the Victoria Aquarium Sealand of the Pacific captured her and loaded her on a truck and brought her back to the aquarium where she lived for several years. Read also. BC rescue team regroups after little orca thwarts capture in remote lagoon. Read also. Researchers. Inbreeding a big problem for endangered orcas.